What a way to get things started. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Sam. You're listening to my show, Punk is Dead. I'm going to be hanging out for the next hour here, playing some amazing stuff, as always. If you've tuned in before, you know I'm lying. But yeah, that was the first song available off of Oakwood's upcoming album. It's called Blurred Away. That's the album name. The song is called Tangled Mess, and it's the only song available so far. Comes out May 29th, so definitely go check that out, because if you've listened to this show before, you know that I love Oakwood, favorite Midwest emo band of all time, and I won't back down from that one. So I'm just going to be playing some very fun stuff, maybe not fun, some very energetic stuff today, I think. I have a lot of hardcore, some of my favorites, some new stuff I've found, new Canadian stuff, new stuff from all over the world. I think today might be, this episode might be my like most diverse episode country-wise. I have a lot of different countries playing today. Usually I unfortunately just play stuff from mostly like US, Canada, a lot of Canadian stuff, but I got tons of new stuff from all over the world today. So I'm very excited for this episode, and I hope you are too. And I'll just start things off with some classic stuff. I'm going to play a little song from Roland's band, led by, you guessed it, Henry Rollins. So here you go on CFRC.
It is bad.
It's got that drive on it.
Yeah.
I take time thinking about the moves I'm gonna have to make. I take time thinking about the rules I'm gonna have to break. It's always push and shove in. Sometimes it comes to nothing. Sometimes it's more than a mere mortal man can take. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. Such a trip. The mediocre can make you lose your grip. It's all on you and what you've got. You can play it cool or make it hot. I pay the price and take my shot. Stay up for it. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. A grind. what you got. You play it cool or make it hot. I'll pay the price and take my shot. Stay up for it.
Song there was Jusqu'à ta mort. I don't speak French. I'm sorry about that. It was by a Montreal band called Béton Armé. And again, I apologize, but I don't speak French. So it's tricky for me. It's really hard on me with all these Montreal bands I play. I should just learn French at this point for this purpose only. But they're a cool Montreal hardcore band. Very energetic, as you just heard. And yeah, go check them out. They're on Bandcamp. Everyone I play is on Bandcamp, pretty much. Roland's band wasn't, unfortunately. They could be, I haven't looked, but yeah. And this is unrelated to any band I'm playing right now, but last week I played a band called The Pox, and I just saw that they're playing with one of my favorite Toronto, or maybe Hamilton bands. Are they from? I've seen them in Hamilton, can't remember where they're from, but Cult Crime, I think they're from Hamilton. No, they're Toronto for sure. Doesn't matter. One of my favorite Southern Ontario hardcore bands, Cult Crime, they're playing with The Pox in a few weeks on Dundurn Street in Toronto, someplace. Can't remember exactly where, but just look out on Instagram if you're in Toronto or going to Toronto and you want to see a cool hardcore show. Go check out Cult Crime. They're great live. I've seen them live once. And it's got members from Chain Whip, another great hardcore band that I've played before. It's Patrick, I think his name is. He's the guitarist in Cult Crime, and he's the drummer in Chain Whip. So go check him out. That's my little my little, I wouldn't say shout out. I don't have many listeners here to shout out to. My little discussion of upcoming shows. I'm going to keep playing some cool, new Canadian hardcore, as I always do. And this is a band. They're called One of Us. They're Canadian as ever. And they're this is their song called TikTok Friends. And I just want to point out that they are from Winnipeg, which is where Propaganda is from. So listen for similarities there, because I think there's something in the water that makes these Winnipeg skate punk bands awesome. So here you go with TikTok Friends by One of Us.
How old did we get? How far? push apart what you create.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
Last one there was Silverstein with their song Smashed Into Pieces. And Silverstein is one of those bands that I heard of, but I didn't really know their stuff. And just found out they're from Burlington, which is like 10 minutes from me, where I live in Hamilton. So, cool fun fact. You learn something new every day, especially when you listen to Punk Is Dead. At 10 p.m. Monday nights on CFRC 101.9 FM. Plug in my own show, on my own show. That's how I make it big in this business. Up next, gonna play a little bit of American oi punk, street punk stuff. Skinhead punk, if you will. And this is a band called Skinhead. That's my sweet transition, my segue. That's how I make it big in this industry. Anyways, this song is called The Plan 1. Go listen. You're gonna listen right now on CFRC. Here you go.
Destroy the dipping, ending up yourself in bed. New
last song there was a sort of Midwest emo, whatever you want to call it, emo artist called Kid Feral from Skövde, Sweden. I just did a Russian accent by accident, so that one's on me. I've never been known for my accents. But yeah, this is the start of when I start playing stuff that's not exclusively from North America, which is a nice little change from my regular programming. So up next, I'll stay around that area. I'm going to play a little band, a hardcore band from the Netherlands. And if these two songs, the one I just played and this one coming up, don't get you fired up for, 10:30? I don't know what will. So here is the band. It's called Inside Job, and the song is called Battery Acid. And it's new, so check it out. Next, I'm going to play, we need backstory first. I've been watching all the Rocky movies, except one. For some reason, I skipped one. But I just finished three yesterday, did two the day before. I've been doing about no work per day, just straight Rocky movies. But they get me fired up for doing no work. They get me fired up, and then I'll go on a run or go to the gym. And then I get home and I'm just lazy for the rest of the day. But for that 2 hours that they get me excited for and motivated for, watch out, Apollo Creed. But I just finished three, and three is horrible. It's just stupid, because the fact that Hulk Hogan's in it, Mr. T's in it, and it's just really gimmicky. But the one part that is just hilarious to me and my roommate is that when Rocky's about to fight Hulk Hogan for that little charity match. Don't listen to this if you don't want spoilers, but if you haven't seen Rocky yet, I don't know what you're doing. It's been out for, 50 years now? Yeah, something like that. And Hulk Hogan's coming out, they're doing the weigh-ins, and they say Rocky weighs 200 pounds or something. A normal weight for a boxer. He's a heavyweight. And then Hulk Hogan comes out, and they say weighing in at hiding in at 7 feet, whatever the term is, and weighing in at 390 pounds. No, he's fucking not. No wrestler has ever been almost 400 pounds. I don't even think Andre the Giant was 400 pounds. I'm going to search up Andre the Giant right now. But that whole movie is just so funny because of lines like that, and just Rocky in general is just funny because they have such silly lines, like at the end of Rocky 1 when Adrian runs through the crowd to Rocky and she's like, "Oh, Rocky, you almost were killed just then," and he goes, "Where'd your hat go?" It's just the funniest movie because the sheer amount of CTE that Rocky Balboa has experienced, and just his brain damage makes him the funniest man in any movie, I think. But right now, I'm going to look up Andre the Giant's weight. Oh, Andre the Giant might have been over 300 pounds. Or 400 pounds. What's 236 kilograms in pounds? Andre the Giant was 520 pounds, apparently, which I don't fully believe, but Wikipedia says so I guess he was. Anyways, what I was trying to lead into with this whole Rocky rant, and Rocky 3 specifically, I'm going to play one of my favorite Berkeley, California, Berkeley punk scene bands, the Mr. T Experience. So enjoy the Mr. T Experience. Sorry it took so long. I had to talk about Rocky to get to my thought process of why I'm playing them. But they're a great band. So this one's called Even Hitler Had a Girlfriend. Here you go. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious by the Vandals. That was the song right there. Stay tuned. I'm going to keep playing a lot more good stuff for the next 25 minutes.
The mood.
I'm radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
That was a Spanish band called Vibora, and it was a song off their new album that came out February 20th. The song is called Zerbait Ona Idatzi, and the album is called Igin Ez Dugun Gustia. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing to the French. I'm apologizing to the Spanish. Nothing's going my way with pronouncing words today. But that was a heavy hardcore song. I would even classify that, I don't know, I'd put that in a metal genre, like grindcore or something. I don't know. No, I take that back. It's hardcore. I'd like to claim that as hardcore. But yeah, that's heavy as it gets. And that's the type of thing you need before bed on a Monday evening. That's what I'd say. So keep tuning into this show if you want more energy. More energy before bed, to make your bed maybe. Up next, gonna play a Berkeley-adjacent band. They played in the Berkeley scene a lot. I think they're from somewhere slightly outside Berkeley. But this is hardcore legends, Neurosis, and they have a new album that just came out like last week, 2 weeks ago maybe. You can hear me typing because I didn't pull up the album yet. But the album is called An Undying Love for a Burning World. And when did it came out? When did it come out? Sorry, you can hear me scrolling too. It came out March 20th, so two-ish weeks ago now. And yeah, I'm going to play one of the songs from this brand spanking new Neurosis album. I didn't even know Neurosis still made music, I'll be honest. I'm sorry, Neurosis. But hardcore legends, here's one of their songs. It's called First Red Rays. It's a long one. It's 8 minutes, so I'll see you guys in 8.5 minutes now. Enjoy Neurosis. next, we're going to go to the opposite end of the spectrum. We're going to really quick, short songs. This is, I talked about them earlier today, one of my favorite Toronto hardcore bands. I think I'd call them Hamilton earlier. Same thing, and I live in Hamilton. And this is Cult Crime, their song Suburban Violence off their self-titled album. Great album. Check it out. Produced by Jimmy Vapid from The Vapids. Here you go, Cult Crime.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Now everyone's got stories to tell.
All right, I'm going to play a song that, or a band that I played last week, but they're just such a great Toronto hardcore band. They have an insanely big catalog for how long they've been around. I don't even know how many albums they have, maybe like, or well, EPs, I guess, a lot of them, but still, huge catalog. This is Shit, and I'm going to play their song Eraser 2 off of their 2014 EP, Generation Shit. So yeah, enjoy. These guys just, they absolutely rip. So check them out if you haven't. Only got a few minutes left here, so I'm going to finish off real quick with two songs. First one, Dropkick Murphys covering Pete Seeger's Whose Side Are You On? Which Side Are You On? And then I think I'm going to play after that one of my favorite Canadian hardcore bands, DBS, with their song Courage. They're a band from around Vancouver, maybe Surrey, somewhere in BC. But yeah, just enjoy the rest of your night, enjoy these two songs, and have a great rest of your week. Thanks for tuning in.
Scab, or will you be a man? Stupid that now.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You are listening to CFRC.